This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, March 29th. God's word for you today is chapter B. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 55, verse 8 to 9, and it says, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you can imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." We will pick up today from our final thought of yesterday, which flowed from Hebrews 11, verse 25, which says, "Moses chose to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time." What God was referring to here is that it would have been considered sin by God if Moses remained in the palace, enjoying being called the son of Pharaoh's daughter and enjoying the good things of life while God's people were in bondage. In fact, for Moses to enter into his destiny, he needed to commit murder, what we will call sin. But God did not record it as sin for Moses. I am not saying murder is not a sin. Do not get me wrong. Do not say, "Pastor said God needed Moses to kill somebody to enter his destiny. I want to enter my destiny too." So, no, that is not what I have said. I am saying that God is bigger than us. He does things in ways that we cannot comprehend. And the things he was saying was sin concerning Moses was not among the regular things we will call sin. Sin for Moses was that he was not where God wanted him to be. In Hebrews 11 verse 23, which says, "God chose Moses. He was born a special child, and his parents saw it and put Moses in the river Nile in a basket." Can you imagine that? Moses' mother must have been crying as Moses was floating away in the water, but God protected Moses. In chapter A of our lives, God is in control, so no witch can touch you and no water can drown you. Moses was guided to Pharaoh's daughter. In Hebrews 11 verse 25, please read, Moses had to choose God. In chapter A of our lives, God chooses us, but in chapter B of our lives, we have to choose God. Moses chose God. Hebrews 11 verse 25 says, Moses chose to be mistreated along with the people of God. Moses chose God. He chose to be mistreated. The question is, who are you blaming for your life, for your unhappiness, for your lack of success, and for your spiritual condition? Who are you blaming? Are you going to take responsibility and choose God today? Or are you going to blame it on the fact that they put you in a basket on the river? Are you going to blame it on the fact that you did not grow up with your biological mother? Moses had that challenge, and Moses still fulfilled his destiny. I pray that you will fulfill your destiny in Jesus' name. What I am saying in essence is that you cannot change what happens to you, but you can change what you do with your life. Let us pray. Father, I choose you. Please guide me along the best pathway for my life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.